The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
Baldwin
and Kevin McCullough. It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC.
Thank you to the full house tonight.
So the number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're talking about Joan Rivers.
Or as she called herself, the Mad Diva. This was her release this summer, and it went New York Times bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie brought this in tonight. And
Jackie, I'm shocked.
She's 81, and look at her on the cover. She looks like she's 30, dancing around, doing all
she
crazy.
Looks like a mad diva.
And if you watched her on those red carpet things, which I'm not too into the Oscar or the Grammys or whatever, but the lovely bride likes to check out the fashions, right? So she likes to see the... And so she'd regularly agree with Joan, actually.
Oh, yeah.
She thought Joan had actually rather impeccable taste.
And as much as I don't want to do this, but back to Gino for a second, I completely disagree with him, because Joan's job... most of the time, wasn't really to be informed.
No, he was just talking about when she was a talk radio host.
Oh, okay.
Just as a talk radio host.
Well,
he said she was a better comedian.
But even then, Joan's job...
If you're going to listen to Joan, you're probably not expecting it to
jokes.
Be Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, her job was to make people laugh.
Right.
And
that
she
did
Yeah.
for 81 years. Evidently starting when she was just born. Her parents did.
Out of the womb.
Yeah.
Joan Rivers may be the only person who literally slapped the doctor back.
She probably did. What are you looking at? 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three. Danny's calling from Tampa, Florida, watching on Biz TV tonight. Hi, Danny. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Hey, Stevie. What's up, brother? Good. Listen, you know, first of all, I didn't go to karaoke tonight, so I'm a singer, a great singer, and I want to hear you guys tonight, so I'm going to listen to you guys. And next time, I want to talk about Joan Rivers, but next time Gino calls you up, Stevie, and starts cutting down your brother Alec, tell him he's just jealous because Alec is a better actor, and he probably gets, you know, more babes. So
I'm sure, brother, that Gino is a ridiculously closeted huge fan of 30 Rock. I'm willing to bet that.
About it.
Yeah.
I love Gino. And we have to love him before he becomes extinct, for his way of thinking. But anyway, I love him. And listen, guys, I was at Joan Rivers at first. I liked her when she first came on at Sullivan and all that. I thought she was funny. But after a while, she got to me. It really wasn't my cup of tea, per se. I kind of think Phyllis Diller was just as much of a legend and just as funny as she was. I kind of liked her style better. But I'm not denying her, you know, her humor. She was great and one of the pioneers. There's no doubt about it, brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right.
What do you think?
No, I agree with you, Danny.
Yeah. You see, what do you think, Stevie? I know you're right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Stevie,
a
what do you
hers,
think?
Right? So you knew her real well.
Yeah, I listen. It's two different people from two different eras. So Phyllis Diller was hugely talented.
Right.
But she wasn't as edgy. I mean, she didn't. She.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, you know, I think
they
too,
were both equally self-deprecating, though. They
both
talked about how they were the ugliest woman on earth.
Well, if you remember,
and neither one of them were unattractive women.
If you remember all the roasts that Dean Martin did,
yeah,
Phyllis Diller was on like almost all of them, and she was hysterical.
Yeah. All right, Danny. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Anytime. 888-340-3373. Somewhere, karaoke bar is very lonely tonight.
Hmm.
in Tampa.
I'm just glad Danny. 888-340-3333. Sorry, Danny.
We're going to break up in song there. We can't take requests. our jukebox hasn't been updated lately.
Hmm.
We were talking this afternoon about this. Because this isn't the kind of topic we normally do. We normally kind of get into the headlines and what's going on and stuff. But there's been several things that have happened in recent days that you haven't had a chance to kind of weigh in on publicly. And I guess it was Jones' kind of loss that kind of brought all that stuff back to the fore for you. But you want to relay any of that?
Listen, people use social networking to communicate, express what they want to say. I'm kind of... whatever. I just if I'm going to say something on my Twitter account, it's a majority of the time it has to do with
God.
Yeah,
it does.
Scriptural stuff and things I'm thinking about and what I want to share with people. And
you wrote the lyric to a hymn this week.
Yes, I did.
And one of my favorite hymns of all time. But check his Facebook page or Twitter page out for that because it was good.
Surrender All, baby.
Yep.
And so you know, Robin Williams. You know that was. Obviously, just mind-blowing to me. Huge fan. Huge.
You ever work with him?
No, but I'd met him.
Okay.
On a, you know, Alec, who has hosted SNL, I guess, 14 times.
Yeah. He's the most repeat host, isn't he?
I think he may be one more than Steve Martin now or tied. I'm not sure.
Somewhere.
But, you know, Robin Williams, huge. And now this. You know, for me... Joan would have continued. She was in great health, this, that, the other. It doesn't matter what happened. You know, at this point, she's gone, and it's just awful. But as you were saying, I'm just not somebody that's going to get on my Twitter account and, like, say what I got. I'll keep it to myself, and then I'll send a personal note
to
her daughter and all of that. But I just felt like, particularly in the case of Robin Williams, It was frustrating for me.
How so?
Well, it was frustrating just because you can talk about what's known as far as his depression and his alcoholism and all these other things. And I don't bring this up because I really am not interested in talking about all the flaws or these kinds of things. But when Robin Williams takes his own life the way he did... And all of the media and Hollywood and the comedic community, they just kind of bypass what happened, the way it happened, et cetera.
Right.
When that just kind of...
Well, the Academy didn't, and it kind of irritated me because they put on their Twitter, Genie, you're finally free or something like that, which almost celebrated... his suicide.
Right.
And I like that. You don't celebrate that.
Right.
No, this is a deeply tragic circumstance. There's no freedom found there. Well, we don't want to send that message.
Well, for me, the saddest part is obviously that he's gone. Where he must have been, you know, I mean, that act, what he did, the way he did, I mean, that's a heavy, you know, it's almost inconceivable to be able to actually do that to yourself. And it just made me say to myself, like, where is the opportunity of now using this as a means and a way to honor him and you know, maybe, you know, his memory in using who he was as a way to prevent that for others?
That would be a great idea.
And listen, it's really none of my business to suggest this, I'll be honest with you, but it rubbed me the wrong way that everybody's going, oh, well, gosh, this is terrible, and, you know, it's awful, and it's sad, and he was great, and he was Robin, and they're kind of just not, you know, like, well, you know, he'd swung back to his depression, you know, and they, well, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, and it's terrible, but they're kind of just whitewashing that part of it, and again, it just makes me say, boy, isn't there a huge opportunity being missed to be able to express to so many. You're absolutely right. The guy could have, you know, been treated, hopefully, and they tried. I understand all that. But don't just wash over this tragedy in such a way that you can't use it as an opportunity to bless and help others that may be suffering in the same way.
Yeah, but that's a very redemptive approach. I mean, and that's the life that you live now because of what Jesus did in your own experience. Because mm-hmm. now you think, I once was, but now am. You know, that mm-hmm. kind of difference. I have to think, and I have to wonder on some level, if Robin Williams' death, because there's no one that probably on the planet anybody would have thought was any funnier mm-hmm. and had any more... If you listen to the descriptions of who he was as he dealt with people, probably one of the kindest hearted person to deal with the public, other actors, people on set. Like nobody had a bad word to say about him.
Nobody.
So it probably is freaking out not only the media but the other folks related to the situation that if somebody that is seen as being quote that good can go to a place that dark and
right.
experience pain that deep
right.
that they probably don't want to consider where you have to go to find hope if you're because I think that would probably scare people on a human level apart from God, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, let's talk about it. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains Dukoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Very delighted to have you come in. We've been saving our best room for you, which is our luxury suite.
Fabulous.
And we thought you would enjoy that very much.
I absolutely love it.
Suddenly, Stephen Baldwin arrives. Now, when you get a celebrity, you know, you really got to treat them like a celebrity. And they expect a little more and a little faster. And we had to really go a little more out of the way to make him feel good.
Later on at 10:30, we have a cabaret show down here in the Einstein. She'll tell you all about it.
We can do that. Nice table, though, if that's all right.
I'll get you the best table in the house.
A very good table.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough, Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. That was from, what year was that Celebrity Apprentice?
I have no idea.
But it was the year after you had been on.
It was after I had been on the first season.
Okay, yeah. So whatever year that was, and Joan was a participant. She won that year, did she not?
I think so.
Yeah, because then she comes back during one of your follow-ups.
Yeah.
She comes back as a what's that, cameo.
Right.
As well, so... They just kept haunting each other the whole time that they were on Celebrity Apprentice. Anyway, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Some of you wanted to chat about Joan Rivers. Let's talk to line two. Helen is in New York listening to AM 970. Hi, Helen.
Hi there. I'm Helen from New York, and I have to share a little experience I had with you and the audience about Joan Rivers.
Go right ahead.
About 6 months ago, I was walking... on Fifth Avenue, and I made a turn on 60th Street, and all of a sudden I see this lovely lady, and I recognized her right away, and I smiled at her, and she smiled at me, and I said to her, Miss Rivers, I just want you to know how much you mean to me and how many times you made me laugh. And she says, oh, thank you so much. And I extended my hand. I didn't want to keep her very long because I know how celebrities are, and she didn't look like she was in a hurry, but still. So I extended my hand. She took it, shook my hand, and she hugged me. And no celebrity ever did that. I mean, she actually hugged me. I mean, this is a celebrity, and I'm little old me. And I will never forget that, and that'll always stay with me as vivid as can be. And I'm so glad you gave me the opportunity to put this out on air.
Sure.
And I know she's out there somewhere in heaven, and she'll be listening. So thank you again.
Thanks, Helen. Appreciate the call. Well, if anybody on the planet can take a lesson from that, Stephen, of course. I try to give you my hand all the time, and you've never hugged me once.
Well, besides that, I was just wondering, do you think they have a Baldwin McCullough Live channel on Radio Heaven? That's what I'm wondering. Because that would be
I'm not
terrific.
Going there.
Forgive me. I'm sorry.
I'm just not going to touch that.
Having
theologically.
Fun.
Yeah, no.
Trying to have fun.
Don't want to go there. 888-589. 340-3373. Line 1, Jay, also calling from AM 970 in New York. Hi, Jay.
Yeah, hi, guys. Couple of things. You had a fellow from Talkers Magazine, David Bernstein,
yeah,
saying that Joan, he had to let her go from WOR because she used three times...
he suspended her once. Yes, he suspended her once.
I'm not going to say it didn't happen, because I used to listen to that show back in the early 90s, and they had a seven-second delay on her. So I don't know if she'd use any foul language. They would have cut it right away out of the control room. So I don't know. That story doesn't add up to me, that reason.
Jay, he was her boss. I'm going to take his word for it. I don't think he was lying on national radio.
No, but it just doesn't seem to add up, because I used to listen, and I want to contradict Gino.
Okay.
Said that,
get in line, pal.
He never listened, but she wasn't good on radio.
No, he said she didn't know her substance as well as she should have. What was your perspective?
She did. She was conservative in her politics, and she was quite up on. She used to read the papers before she got on the air. She was prepared. Hmm. She did a very good show.
Yeah.
Like I say, I was a listener.
Take that, Gino.
Yeah. Well, evidently she was friends with Peggy Noonan and Steve Forbes and went to a Ronald Reagan memorial at the Capitol at the invite of Mrs. Reagan. So she was. I didn't know she was conservative, but if you judge by the company she kept, that was probably true.
She was a Republican. That came out, I think, in Peggy's article. I read that also.
Yeah. All right.
And can I make one little observation? Yeah. The only thing is that one recurrent theme on her radio show was she always used to bemoan the coarsening of society, and she was quite serious about that. She didn't like the way things were going. And I couldn't help but think that she was one of the
agents,
leading reasons that society got coarsened, because when she would break barriers on the Johnny Carson show, she moved the goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
She contributed to the soil erosion of society, and like Howard Stern did.
Did she ever, Jay? Did you ever hear anybody challenge her on that?
No, I never did. Huh. I did call in once or twice, but it was for comedic purposes.
It would have been interesting to hear someone challenge her on that idea, because she obviously did push the envelope.
Well, I don't know if anybody ever challenged her specific to eroding the culture or this, but there were multiple times, I'm sure there's even recordings of it, where she would offend somebody and then somebody would be like, hey, you know, that's out of line. And she always said the same thing. She'd be like, hey, it's a, like, lighten up.
Yeah.
It's a joke. Like, just because you don't think it's because it's about you that you don't think it's funny. But that's the place she would always really just dip her toe a little bit too far over the edge of pushing the edge of the envelope. But that's what separated her in her talent.
Yeah. All right, Jay, thanks for the call. I think of people from that same era. I definitely think Madonna had more to do with eroding the culture in that time period than Joan Rivers did. But, you know, she did. She pushed the envelope. And she certainly, I mean, I remember my parents, when I was younger, I wasn't allowed to listen to some of her stand-up stuff, because it was, unless it was on network television, it wasn't clean enough. Mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to. So, 888-340-3373. But not to be a downer on all this, but speaking of dead people, you were, before the last break, we had kind of shifted gears, and you had talked a little bit about your observations about Robin Williams. And what was it about Joan's death that took you back to the Robin Williams place? Or was it just because they were both celebrities within a short period of time that your mind was wandering on?
I think it was just mostly the shocking tragedy of both situations. You know, when you lose two talents like this suddenly, in ways that, you know, everybody might find unacceptable,
right,
so to speak. But back to the Robin thing, I think the question in my mind about Robin Williams is this. Is it better to just leave it the way it is with the death of Robin Williams? Or should there be an obligation to use it as an opportunity to do good?
To discourage others from taking the steps he took.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, suicide is an unbelievably horrible, you know, terrible situation that impacts the lives of so many others as well that remain alive.
It would be nice if the Academy would take the first lead on that and not publish those kinds of Twitter posts as well. Anyway, more of that and your thoughts, 888-340-3373.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Excellent. Thank you. Wow.
Enjoy your stay.
I'll speak to you soon. You know, I don't know that I like this view. That's not Park Avenue. Looks out on crappy 61st Street with a hot dog vendor.
Hello?
Joan, I want you to look at the view out my window and tell me if I should stay here or not.
Mr. Baldwin, I know your view, and it's a New York view. It's the best suite in the hotel.
You can see Park Avenue any day. This is about privacy.
This is about not being annoyed by people and not the noise of Park Avenue either.
And what you are having is total privacy, which I think a star like you would like.
Okay. Well, I might change my mind, but for now, I'll stay put.
Thank you. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
I don't like my view.
It's Baldwin McCullough live.
Yeah.
What a great moment.
I didn't like my view.
I guess not.
What can I say?
You came off very Alec-y in that clip.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not that kind of stuck-up guy that complains about the view of your hotel. I've stayed in hotel rooms with you. I know you're not that guy.
I know, Kev. But when Joan Rivers is your concierge...
Did you make her deliver room service at some point?
Oh, I called every 5 minutes. I just kept calling. It was great.
I mean, out of breath mints.
Yeah.
I need more breath mints.
My mints aren't on the pillow. They were on the bed. Aren't they supposed to be on the pillow?
I need someone to come up and put them on the pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We were talking not just about Joan Rivers, but also Stephen has not commented publicly until tonight on Robin Williams. And, in fact, he brought with him in the studio is kind of an example of what he was talking about. And you can zoom in on this, Nick, for people watching on Biz TV. Those of you by way of radio, I'll describe it for you. But it's the current it's a People Tribute issue of Robin Williams. And it just simply says, Robin Williams Tribute Commemorative Edition. And to your point, saying nice things about him, what a wonderful person he was, mm-hmm. overlooking the fact that he had such torture in his heart and soul mm-hmm. that the night that he died, he put a belt around his neck and
right.
Took his life in a pretty violent manner. 888-340-3373. Frank in Des Moines, line one, you've got a comment on that.
You know, I got a couple thoughts about Robin Williams, but I was going to mention to you, Kevin, that I think the term he was trying to get out of Gino, for some reason he seems to call you Nancy Boy.
Nancy Boy.
Nancy.
Nancy.
Oh, Nancy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my point on Robin Williams is I think the eyes are a glimpse into the soul. And if you really look back at Robin Williams' later work in his career, his eyes was very sad-looking.
Mm.
And his mentor, kind of forerunner to his kind of ad-lib humor, would have been Jonathan Winters.
Mm-hmm.
Who played his son on Mork and Mindy. Remember?
And Jonathan suffered from, I believe, deep depression that kind of led to a mental or nervous breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I had seen some things going around on the internet, and I wonder if Stephen might address this. Did you have any personal insight as to whether, because there was some things going around on the internet that maybe he had given his heart to the Lord? Did you have any insight on that?
No, I did not. I would have been great if I did.
Well, it was interesting, and Frank, thanks for the call. It was interesting because in the break, our own Jacqueline said to us, did you know that he wasn't Jewish? And I actually had read an article, maybe this is what Frank was referring to, that said he grew up in a split home. Mm-hmm. I think one of his parents was a form of Christian something, Presbyterian, mm-hmm. ecclesiastical something. I don't know that he ever, and like it wasn't Ted Bear, but it was someone like Ted Bear that was circulating he knew Jesus. I don't know that that was in fact the case. From anything that we have in print or anything that
right.
anybody
Any
can
public
remember,
yeah. proclamation.
Yeah. Who knows what goes on in
the interesting though,
heart and mind
that
of
Ted
someone.
Ted said something. I mean, Ted's very credible.
No, so. I don't think this came from Ted.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. It was someone that comments on these types of things from time to time.
Sure, sure.
That's as much as I think that was out there, Frank. I hope that was helpful. By the way, if you're just joining us tonight, we want to say thank you to the wonderful folks at MyPillow for making the Baldwin McCullough Show possible every single Saturday night. Mike Lindell was with us again last week here in studio. He has a great life story. His life was transformed. He was a drug user, pusher, did everything that he could to abuse himself. One night says, God, I don't want to do this anymore, and immediately set free from it. But another miracle that God performed is he gave him the technical know-how to make the most advanced, technologically amazing pillow that you have ever used. And I can say that because I have now witnessed the transformation of at least a dozen people in my own personal circle that have been transformed by it as well.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
I don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
creditbiz.com.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Number's 888-340-3373. And I guess we're fresh out of Joan clips. Are we done?
Joan and Stevie B together clips. I think we were.
That last one was.
But that was
a humdinger.
Great stuff.
It was
I mean, I was listening to Joe Piscopo, who does the morning show on our flagship in New York, And he and Joan did a sketch on Saturday Night Live called The Dueling Jones, where he was Joan Rivers and she was Joan Rivers, and they tried to out be Joan mm-hmm. from the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And the punchline at the end of the sketch is the husband can't tell the difference between the two. And you had to fully be there to appreciate it. But she just has such a wide range, and she's so deadpan. With you in those Apprentice clips, she's just all business. She's trying to keep you happy to win the task.
And part of my inevitable motivation was, like, could I get her to crack? You know what I mean? So they actually edited it. If it continued, they edited it in such a way, like, where I called so many times that every time the phone rang, she just picked up and went, yes, Mr. Baldwin. You know, you just
did she? Did she crack? Did you get her?
I think she cracked, but not with me on the phone. Like, she'd hang up and go, you know, I can't take much more of this. You know, she was...
Anyway, just before the break, we were telling you that MyPillow is underwriting part of Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're grateful for that. They were just awarded the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, and as a celebration of that, they are offering Baldwin McCullough listeners exclusive 50% off everything in their store if you go to MyPillow.com. Use our promo codes. If you're watching TV, you can see them on the screen, KMC or Stevie B, STVB. But if you call, you can use those same codes, 800-506-2641. But if you buy one pillow, they're going to give you a second one free. If you want to get half price off the pillow, you can ask for that. But there's a 50% discount at checkout when you use our promo codes on everything. And they were also awarded the bed topper, official bed topper for the National Sleep Foundation. We in the McCullough House use both. I have personally seen at least a dozen people's sleep patterns be completely transformed.
Absolutely.
And you got to try it. If you have trouble with snoring, sleep apnea, you're just not comfortable, you wake up with cricks in your neck, which I used to all the time. I never do anymore. Last night I went to bed with one in my neck, and when I was there 10 minutes in bed with the pillow in the right spot and it doesn't move mm-hmm. because of the technology inside, it was gone. And I can't rave enough about these products. I've never had such good sleep in my life.
You know what's really cool?
What's that?
They have a MyPillow for my dog.
They do.
I love that.
Yeah. I didn't know your dog had sleep troubles, though. But you can see that on the website, MyPillow.com.
He's my dog.
800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC or STVB. And mention at checkout 50% off with the promo code, and you'll get taken care of. So thanks so much. All right, so we're talking about Joan Rivers, Robin Williams, celebrities that have died, thoughts about these things. Stephen spoken publicly tonight for the first time about Robin Williams. He had not spoken out before that. Joan Rivers obviously passing this week, and a lot of people remembering her, including Laura on listening on AM 970 in New York City. Hi, Laura. Welcome.
Hi, guys. You know, I started watching QVC because of Joan Rivers. In between selling her perfume, clothing line, jewelry, makeup for 24 years, she would do, as she was selling things, she would do her jokes.
Oh, yeah.
She was hysterical.
Yeah.
I bet she moved more product than any they ever had on that channel.
Over $1 billion in 24 years.
Wow.
Right.
And you know how much a billion? Thank you, Laura, for the call. You know how much a billion is? If you do it in $1 bills mm-hmm. and you stack them up on top of each other,
yeah.
a million will get you about to the top of the Empire State Building.
Mm-hmm.
A billion will take you to the moon. That's the difference in a billion and a million.
Hmm.
Joan moved a billion, according to Laura. That's pretty impressive. People also said that her net worth was like off the charts. Like nobody, because she didn't live like that. Like she didn't live mm-hmm. like an uber wealthy person,
yeah.
But that her net worth was like in the stratosphere when she died.
I've done QVC myself
yeah.
for my mom, and we did it for Celebrity Apprentice as well. And you don't, when you're just like normally working on QVC to sell a product, you don't come back a second, a third. That's the format and structure of how they do what they do is something that they don't fool around.
Right.
Either you're selling or you ain't selling. You know what I mean? So for her to have done it as many times as she did is a testimony to her ability and sales and talent, even in that respect.
Right. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. All of our phone lines are open. Okay, was this in good taste or not? The same day that Joan Rivers passed, Betty White gave permission to an outlet to run a story that said she had died in Los Angeles, but it was spelled D-Y-E-D.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going around Facebook, and people were like, oh, there's another one that we lost another
one. A hoax.
She had changed her color from white to blonde or whatever it was that she had done. Questionable timing on that fun little bit of fun.
I guess she thought it was funny.
I guess so. The question is, would Joan Rivers have thought it was funny? She probably would have. Betty, you got me.
I don't think Betty was as funny as Joan. But that's just me.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
In fact, they were different. Betty, very, very dry.
Right.
Like deadpan.
But she wasn't as quick as Joan.
No. But she may have had as equally good a writer. It just depends on how you deliver the material.
I don't think Joan needed a writer.
I don't think
that's why she was Joan.
That's right. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. There was a lot of news that went on this week, and we didn't really have a chance to get into that tonight. But, Stephen, I was telling you a little bit about the Benghazi special that aired on Fox on Friday night, and it's re-airing over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The three CIA guys that evidently were told to stand down. This is the first time that someone's going boldly on the record and saying, this is what we were told to do. Mm-hmm. Any reaction to that? Because the White House has said, no, we didn't tell anybody to stand down. We didn't know what was going on, blah, 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 blah. These guys are saying, no, they're all fibbing to us. We were there.
I think in the wake of, so many unanswered questions.
Where was the president all night?
There's something obviously behind it all. When Hillary Clinton says, what does it really matter? Now this. Hopefully the truth will come out.
Final few minutes of Baldwin McCullough up next.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on set. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. So glad that you're with us. Nick, re-cue that last Celebrity Apprentice scene with Joan Rivers and Steven, because we gotta play that again. That was too sweet. You were basically sent there to make her life a living hell. That's what you were sent there to do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
As a celebrity. Do you got it ready?
Is it ready?
Rerun that if you got it.
Well, no. As I said, I was doing a cameo on an episode in a season that I wasn't on.
Yeah.
And
you were a guest, and she was playing the...
Well, the truth is, I had met her before. She had done events for my mom and, you know,
yeah,
bumped into her wherever.
I'm sure she loved your mom's organization.
Absolutely. And she's the kind of person that'll put you on the spot, say something awkward, you know, crack a joke, this, that. So, you know, when you're around Joan Rivers, you're skating on thin ice, you know, because she could say anything at any moment. So here the tables were turned,
right.
And I just, you know, I was gonna run with that one, man.
When the cameras weren't rolling, what was she like?
I found her to be pretty soft spoken and humble, all things considered.
Hmm.
I mean, for who she was,
right?
But she still, her impulse was always humor.
Well, and David Bernstein said it in the opening that the death and separation of her husband really soured her. Like I think we were talking about Robin Williams and how the depression reoccurred. I think anger is also a destructive thing,
mm-hmm,
and it interrupted her relationship with her daughter for a while. Well, forget the clip, guys. We're not going to go with it now because we're practically out of time. How much time do we have left, Ivan? 1 minute 30. Well, I have just enough time. And Nick, come back in on camera here on this on Biz TV. Tonight we dedicate the broadcast to one little Jack Alexander Quinones, who is the firstborn son,
yeah,
of our Vice President of Operations at Extreme Media, who was born how long ago?
2 weeks, 2 days
ago. And Dad is here at work tonight, and he's almost awake.
And what's great about the photo is he obviously resembles Ivan, but there's just enough of mom in there.
See,
to make him that much looking.
I wasn't going to point.
Thank goodness.
I wasn't going to point out that they were nearly the same height.
Thank the Lord.
I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to point out that.
Look at Ivan's laugh.
But here, we can't mess with Ivan now anymore either, because he's officially a law enforcement officer. He may go all Ferguson on us or something.
Whoa.
Yeah. But anyway, there's little Jack Alexander, or as he has officially been dubbed around the Baldwin McCullough place, Jack Xander.
Right on.
Jack Xander. Our little Jack Xander. Welcome to the newest member of the Extreme Media family. We're happy for Mama Ray and Papa Ivan and little baby Jack and big brother Ian. It's going to be a great time.
I think between that little hint of extra good looks and the Jack Xander handle, he'll be a lady killer for sure.
Coming to a local public school near you in about 5 years. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin. We're live from New York every Saturday night. Come on back next week. It'll be a lot of fun. Hope we can see you then.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair?
Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.